Gathering, researching, and distributing data about the federal government's enforcement activities is one purpose of the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, or TRAC. Using the IRS's own numbers for 2005, TRAC IRS concluded that audits have been increasing among lower income brackets for both individuals and corporations. After TRAC issued their report, the IRS contacted them saying that the official numbers were wrong. The co-director of TRAC is Susan Long, and she says her study of the numbers paint a picture of an agency in disarray.
You really want a tax agency to run well, and they have certainly gotten into criticisms in the past about their data systems. And what this reflects is an unbelievable incompetency or something on someone's part, in that they decided to revise their codes for tracking audits, and they defined the same code for two very different things.
TRAC has found that the IRS has been able to generate higher numbers of audits despite fewer compliance services employees by focusing on simpler issues with less stringent correspondence examinations rather than the more time-consuming face-to-face audits. As this year's filing deadline of April 17th proves, there may only be one constant of the tax code, written or not: the fear of the tax man showing up at one's door for a little FaceTime. Dane Melby, Wisconsin Public Radio.